Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 92 for Wednesday, October 7th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Wednesday as steady farmer selling and positioning ahead of the Thanksgiving long weekend put some pressure on values. Canola was down $2 to $3, the November contract down $2.70 at $474.40 per ton. A softer tone in Chicago soy oil and recent strength in the Canadian dollar were both bearish, although the currency was steady late in the day and soy oil moved back to just below unchanged. Steady producer selling did put pressure on values, but commercial demand was there on the other side to cover any farmer sales and keep values relatively range-bound overall. Recent rainfall in Alberta and Saskatchewan is thought to be causing delays to the last portion of this year's harvest, and that provided further support. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans held on to small gains, but corn and wheat were both down. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand report on Friday, and positioning ahead of that was a feature in all three commodities. Soybeans were up 3 to 5 cents, the November contract up 3 at $8.91 per bushel. General trade expectations are calling for downward revisions to the U.S. soybean ending stocks in Friday's report. World soybean supplies are also expected to be a little tighter than originally thought. Expectations for increased export demand added to the firm tone, but the advancing U.S. harvest and improving yield prospects did put some pressure on values. For corn, prices were down 2 to 3 cents, the December contract down 3 at $3.95 per bushel. Corn saw some strength early in the day, but retreated to post those small losses. The December contract traded just below the psychological $4 mark at one point, but was unable to break above that chart resistance. Traders are also expecting downward revisions to the U.S. and world corn stocks numbers on Friday. Wheat futures, they were down 4 to 9 cents. The December contract in Chicago down 9 at $5.17 per bushel. Profit-taking following yesterday's bounce to two-month highs was a feature, but weather concerns in a number of key wheat-growing regions of the world, including Australia and the Black Sea region, remained supportive. Planting delays for winter wheat in the U.S. were also underpinning the futures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, October 7th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Franz Workington.